Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. And thank you so much for adding Faith in the Morning to your morning routine. This is your reminder to make sure you read today's newsletter. This week, we've been talking about open doors and opportunities and favor. And I know God's been doing amazing things in your life this week. But before we get started, we want to start with our Faith in the Morning confession. We say this because it helps us remind ourselves of who we are in Christ. It helps us remind ourselves of what we're called to do. It encourages us. It helps us release our faith. So will you say with me? You'll find it in the description on social media and in the show notes and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. All this week, we've been talking about open doors, opportunities, and favor. And if you missed any of this teaching and devotionals, you can find it in the links below. You can see Sunday's message. You can see Wednesday's message. And you can go back on this podcast, however you're streaming, to look at the previous days. And we've been talking about the importance for praying for open doors and favor. And I've been encouraging you, pray it for yourself, your family, but also this wonderful faith family and Faith in the Morning community that's growing rapidly. And imagine what's happening in our lives as we're all getting together to pray for open doors, opportunities, and favor. So we've spent this week praying for this. Well, what's the next step? We talked about on Wednesday night, we need to talk. We talked about this on Sunday and Wednesday, that once we pray for something, we got to change how we talk about that thing we're praying about. But here's something else I don't want you to forget about as we go into this weekend. Philippians 4, verse 6. It says in the New Living Translation, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. So what happens? This week, we've been praying for open doors and opportunities and favor, and I know you already experienced some of it and you will experience more. But now that we've been praying about it, what should we do throughout the day? Father, I thank you for open doors. Father, I thank you for opportunities. Father, I thank you that your favor surrounds me as a shield. Before people encounter me, they encounter the favor of God. Father, I thank you that you give me favor here. Father, thank you that you give me favor there. What should we do throughout the day? Rehearse what God has done and what He's doing through gratitude, through thankfulness. That's a great way to help you get your eyes off the opposition and get your eyes on the opportunity by saying, God, thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for open doors. I thank you for opportunity. I thank you for favors. Oh, Pastor, this didn't work out the way that I wanted it to. Doesn't mean that God doesn't have more open doors for you. It doesn't mean that God has run out of opportunities for you. It doesn't mean that you don't have favor. Just because you run into something that didn't work out the way you wanted or dreamed or even prayed about does not mean God doesn't have something better and that He can't take what you're experiencing and turn around for your good and make it better than you dream. Well, what's the process for that? He said, I've been praying for open doors and favor like we talked about this week. Now switch over to Thanksgiving. And now I'm not saying, thank you, God, that you'll one day open the door. Thank you, God, one day give me favor. No, Father, I thank you that you're opening doors. I thank you that you're granting opportunities. I thank you that you're surrounded with favor. It's already done and He's continually doing it. This is the process of faith. Once we pray for something, we have to become the people who say, Father, I believe what you said. I believe your word. I believe your character. I believe you're doing it. And so I give you thanks. It is just good protocol. It's just polite to say thank you once someone has given you something. And God has given you open doors all this week, and He has more for you. He's given you opportunities all this week. He's put His favor on you. So take some time this weekend just to say thank you. Add that to your morning routine. Add it throughout the day. Father, I thank you for opportunities. I thank you for favor. And watch how what you're experiencing goes to the next level. We're out of time for today. I love you so much. Make sure you read today's newsletter. Subscribe and follow however you are following this podcast right now. Thank you for starting your day with faith in the morning. Something good is going to happen to you. So expect miracles. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.